It's approaching 35 past the hour. You are listening to Phyllis and Lucy.
At home, at work, and in the car, sing along and you're the star.
Now, as a disclaimer, I ask everyone who might be offended by swearing to shut off their radios now and wait about 2 or 3 minutes while I talk to the naughty kids here. Now, Phyllis and Lucy has had its shares of bloopers, blips, and bullshit. And obviously, we don't sound perfect all the time, obviously. It's quite obvious that our unprofessionalism was shown in the Christmas show when Liz and Lucy actually decided to arrive, actually. And it's quite obvious that my grammar didn't help. Now, this is the product of the introduction for Phyllis and Lucy, and we've recorded this several times and several takes later. It actually worked.
Sorry, I slipped.
Your radio home for the holidays.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the news, and
we've got Phyllis and Lucy.
Now, let's hear the takes leading up to this.
Coming up in the top of the hours, we've got the news and Luce.
Hello. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god, Luce, stop it. Just stop it.
You told me to say that.
Never mind then. You're listening to the morning.
I promise I won't do it again.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You're listening to the morning. Yeah, you're listening to the morning edition of Phil. Let's cut this. You sound a bit screwed.
Oh my fucking god.
Coming up to the top of the hour, we've got the news and
Phil smells like pee.
What the hell is that? Come on! Oh, that just that's burnt.
Oh. Coming up to the top of the hour, we've got the news and
we've got Phyllis and Lucy now. Shut the fuck up!
Phyllis and Lucy!
Lucy! Oh my Lucy! Hello, Lucy!
Your radio home for the holidays.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the news and
we've got Phil, Liz, and Lucy.
You're so darn slow.
I'm sorry, but what you said before was so funny. Phil, Liz, and Lucy. I'm sorry.
Your radio home for the holidays.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the news and
I am bored.
What did I ask you to say?
I forgot.
We've got Phyllis and Lucy.
I'm sorry.
And it's quite obvious that we shouldn't try the eggnog next year because we were already intoxicated. You're listening to Phyllis and Lucy. It's 39 minutes past the hour.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco!
Polo!
Marco!
You!
Show me shower, John.
Shower.
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 I don't care about your f- name. So, we have no ideas. No ideas.
Now, why is that coat sitting there? And how long has it been sitting there? What?
Okay.
As for Fleecy, did he or did he not get a free ticket to Toronto?
I think so.
And what was his first impression? Smoking!
Smoking? Why are you telling me smoking was his first impression?
Smoking.
You know, Fleecy is an inanimate object. How can he recognize smoking?
He wishes.
I guess he has magic powers. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you do. Oh.
No, I don't know.
Why would you stick gum on a Coca-Cola cup when you can stick it underneath the table?
What?
You know. Just